Hey, good day to you. My name is Dave Davidson. Welcome to Surge Up with God's Word. It's where we're going to take a couple Bible verses and really try to amp them up in your life and get a better meaning of them, because today, April 2nd, the verse rehearse date, it's a way to match the date and a verse address, 4:2 is a great verse. It is Colossians 4:2. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Now, in the international calendar, we have a different verse. And that is on the second day of April. So 2:4, they do the day and then the month. It is out of Ephesians. But God is so rich in mercy and loves us with such intense love. That is the verse for most of the world. India and Asia and Europe. So these are the verses that we have an opportunity to have a memory association path. That's an acronym for MAP. It's a nomination for us to cement an experience or an association with a verse for us to become more familiar with it. Now, perhaps you're familiar already with the verse there in Colossians, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. I love this verse. And let's take a look at it on Bible Gateway here. All right. I'm going to try to steady this up. So there's a way to look at a bunch of verses at once at Bible Gateway. And so you got continue in prayer is one way to say it over here. Okay. You got keep on praying, right? Keep persisting. These are the differences in the translations, right? Be persistent, continue steadfastly. There's the translations on the right. Keep praying, continue praying, devote yourselves to prayer. Continue, be devoted. Pray diligently, stay alert, the message says. Continue in prayer, persevere, keep praying, be devoted. Give a lot of time and effort. The NIVR for kids, devote yourselves, devote yourselves, devote yourselves. Devote yourselves, continue steadfastly, pray, keep in praying. Be ye busy in prayer. Okay, the Young's literal translation. No, that's in prayer be continue. So here's the, I like to go to the Bible Hub, and here's the actual Greek, kind of like as is. It says, in prayer, continue steadfastly, watching in it with thanksgiving. In prayer, continue steadfastly. And by the way, for the other verse, for Ephesians 2:4, which is the international one for the day, but God, rich being in mercy, because of the great love of him with which he loved us. A little bit different than this, okay? A little bit different. It's all good. So, again, today's verse in American, devote yourselves to prayer. Now, we just looked at a bunch of words there that mean the same things. Either way, I love how it said be busy in prayer. Continue steadfast. So I got to ask myself and ask you, do you have a structure in your life to prompt you to pray? Do you have a way to be devoted? Do you have, I'm not just talking about a quiet time, like do you have prayer prompts? If you don't, or if you do, you could use more. I know I can use more. And what I like, what God laid on my heart years ago was a concept called pray along, because I was at a prayer meeting here in West Des Moines. And 10 people came, which was great. But only 3 people were willing to articulate themselves in prayer. The other 7 prayed along. And at first I thought that was a bad thing. And then I thought, no, it's a good thing. They weren't sure what to say. At least they showed up. So happened to work on this project for many years. I have a book called Pray Along World Mission Prayers. And it's a book with every country and about another 120 great topics. And I say this to give you a challenge. That book is free at prayalong.com. Okay. Prayalong.com. Also with at prayalong.com, you're going to have some other books like Afghanistan. Again, this is free download. It takes about 8 minutes to read. So here's a sample page of that book right here. It's just a picture and there's like a sentence prayer at the bottom. So if you want to like take the challenge to pray for a country,
As my dog comes over here, hey, Jubes. Usually she comes when I have food, but she talking about prayer today. So the challenge is, how can we pray with this coronavirus, okay? So I don't know if you've been to prayercast.com, which is a fantastic website that has a prayer for every country. And what I've done here during the coronavirus quarantine is I've made a playlist of the Prayercast videos, okay? Many prayer lists, playlists. Let me show you a few here to just kind of get you in the understanding of this. Let me show you on the other camera here. So you got a Prayercast for Muslim cities, strongholds, really kind of a cool Prayercast list. Geographic tiny countries. There's 32 videos in there. A lot of different playlists you can choose, okay? If you want to go through the countries of the alphabet, the two-hour challenge, I'm still working on that particular Prayercast playlist. Let me show you one, a couple I really like here. One of them is the Five Pillars of Islam, okay? That's only got 6 videos with a trailer. You hit play all, you watch those for about 12 minutes. That's half of a sitcom, okay? You got European nations. And so I am challenging you during this virus is to go to this website. You can pop it right in there. Playlist.prayalong. And that sends you right to the YouTube landing page where these videos are. Otherwise, you can find the Rolling Stone Church channel at YouTube. And that way you can find the playlist. I'm sorry, the Prayercast playlist, all right, and surge up with God's word there. So that's really my heart today. I'm giving you some resources. You got the Pray Along book, prayalong.com. You can have those books. There's other countries there, like I said, Afghanistan. And then we have the Coronavirus Quarantine Challenge. You just type in playlist.prayalong.com. It takes you right to those YouTube playlists. And So a couple ways to think about this. Maybe you're going to watch a movie during this quarantine that you've already seen before. Nothing wrong with that. It's a great time to chill. I'm not on your case. But maybe make a challenge with yourself. Before I watch that movie I've already seen, maybe you pick a couple playlists and pray for 12 minutes with your family. Maybe about European nations or tiny nations or the Five Pillars of Islam. I guess my challenge myself years ago was I didn't want to have died and go to judgment without praying for every country, without praying for very unique topics, things that are close to God's heart. And so that's where the Pray Along book comes in. Those are covered. If you don't know what to pray at first, it's not meant to replace your prayers. It's meant to prompt your prayers. And then I don't know how to pray for Belarus. I don't know how to pray for Trinidad and Tobago. I don't even think I'm saying the word Tago, these islands. There's over 200 countries. So Prayercast has taken that out, okay? That guessing out. They have a native speaker and they know the prayers. It's beautiful for geography and for just showing your kids God's world. In fact, I made a playlist just on cold countries, Switzerland and Canada. They're beautiful videos, guys. And we live in a day that it has to be competitive. It has to be a good quality. And so these are out there free of charge, but I've just made the playlist to set you up during this COVID coronavirus challenge to pray along. So if you would, in the comments section of this Surge Up With God's Word a devotional today on April 2nd. Would you put that you're taking a challenge for this? I've loaded these for hours. Do something this week about prayer that'll put you in that prayer construct, right? That prayer prompting mode. And it might just be, hey, we're going to do a playlist before we're going to watch TV the next time. We're binge watching on Netflix. We can binge watch some prayers and pray along and get us in that attitude of prayer while we pray for the world. So it's a lot of talk on prayer. Lord, help us be watchful and thankful and devote ourselves to prayer. Devote is a great word. Take care and God bless, guys. Thank you.